Banwa, Kumbanwa, Konnichiwa, and Ohayo gozaimasu, if you're on the morning side of the hill, morning side of the world today. I'm Steve Weber, and while stationed in Japan, near Suruma, Yokohama area, at Kamaseya, I traveled throughout Nagano Prefecture as a sailor, as a visitor, as a tourist, and enjoyed the island of Honshu, the people there, fascinating language, culture, and contraptions were very enjoyable. My American naval comrades from the 52 states of America made life interesting. They enhanced my life. Some guys would give tours. They might give a tour to the bar, Chinatown, some to Tokyo, or the Ginza and at Tokyo, Hayama Beach, or some other beach, or Yokohama. Or they might take you on an excursion out to Oshima Island, or down to Kyoto. They explained the train system set up there, and the Nihongo, the Japanese language. And I don't think I'll ever live a more colorful moment on this earth, thanks to all of you for your friendship in the Navy and those people in 1968 in Japan. The naval life, meanwhile, on Adak, Alaska in 1967, a year earlier, was very enjoyable for me while reading the CT website, a website about Navy people. In Alaska, we see comments there from people all the way from the 1940s to the present time up to 2011. They all say the same thing. I hated Adak. I hated the rock. I wished I could go back, on the other hand, because of the camaraderie, because of the fellowship, the good times of just getting together with all kinds of people there. I remember in Japan going to the bar. And also I remember that in Adak. We were hiking Mount Adagdak, which was just behind our barracks. And we found a wrecked plane up there. I think it was a fighter plane. Found part of a radio and a couple of things. It was way up some canyon up there through the vegetation and the tundra, I guess you could say. And I enjoyed having a hamburger and beer with the guys way out at Finger Bay or Lake Andrews. We used to go by the down in the cove and drop a case of beer into the ocean, or into the bay, I should say. Then turn up our radio, start a fire. It would be raining, and we'd be out there enjoying the hamburgers and so forth, and just talking to one another out in the rain. I guess that's crazy, huh? But we stayed warm. And I enjoyed our Quonset hut at Section 2, where we had great parties. I volunteered at AFRS, the local ADAC radio station. You can hear those shows on radiodiscjockey.homestead.com. About AFRS. I think it might be on the Weber page there. Kissin Weber, K-I-S-N Weber. So looking at the pictures now, let's turn on the old Keystone projector here, the 8mm Keystone, and see what's here. Okay, flip through these slides that are on the internet, yavayahweh.name/Japan-Alaska. Something like, okay, let's get this Keystone fired up here. They sometimes take a little time to warm up the oil in there, the old mineral, and let's see. Ah, that looks good. Can you hear the frames going by and the gating and stuff like that? I better turn it down there. Okay, now we have a picture here of Japan in 1968. Those are the nurses who invited me to go along with them. They were from 500 miles away, possibly. But they were taking a tour in the Karizawa area and the Onioshidashi area. I'm not sure what that means. It's something like the Devil's Cauldron. And it was a great volcanic area. And I think it was a mild summer day when we were out on this particular tour here with there must have been a dozen or more nurses. In this picture, we're standing there with a part of a shrine structure almost looks like a cross there or something. And there's four girls. And I think they're really beautiful, even in this old picture here that's somewhat out of focus. It's the best I could do with the resources we have here. And I think that my friend Kumiko, spelled with an F, she is to my right. She's the girl just to my right there. And she came from a country way, from a town way south, 500 miles away. So picture number two, going down here, scrolling down, me and the beauties at Himeji Castle. So that would be about 500 miles away. Quick story, I guess. We'll see how quick I can do, but Fumiko, my friend, invited me to go down to their village, and it was winter time. So I left from the Yokohama area on train and transferred around through Tokyo and Ueno Station in those days. I think I went there. And then through Tokyo, past Ofuna, and passing up Kamakura, which would have been out in the farther towards the ocean, through the town of Atami, which could lead you up to go to Hakone National Park. But I kept going, though, on the train through Shizuoka, Hamamatsu, Toyohashi, Gamagori, Nagoya. We went through Nagoya. And somewhere along here, the train was having a lot of trouble. It was an electrical train, and there were problems in the system there, in the electrical onboard system. And we got down to a very slow speed of 1 or 2 miles per hour. They had to keep stopping, braking hard. There was, sounded like shorting or something going on there in the train. And, well, it was, and the snow was, I don't know, about a foot or so. Wow, what a journey, though. Yeah, so we went through Osaka, and then I think, I don't think it was Kyoto. Well, it could have been Kyoto. Maybe I didn't go all the way through Osaka, Kobe, and then up to Himeji. I think I may have transferred there at Kyoto. And I had to wait till morning, though, to take the train up. So it was evening time, probably by 9, 10 o'clock by the time we rolled into the Kyoto station. And the station master invited me to stay overnight there in the railroad station. And they had a potbelly stove. So I just slept on the couch, put my coat over me, slept on a naugahyde or a fabric-type couch there. And eventually fell asleep. Didn't sleep that well, but around 5 a.m., the conductor came around and woke me up. The station master did, and wasn't really that cold, I guess. But I went out and got on this weird-looking train that was red and yellow. And it had, you know, of course, different cars on each. In each car, we had a motor that I believe was, you know, sort of a self-propelled car, even though they are all connected to each other. And there was also some kind of a heater, a fire going on in each car. That was an interesting journey then, that next morning there, as I headed up toward, I'm not sure the town where they lived. I think it could have been Wadayama, but we passed through mountain towns. We got up under the mountain line where that's why I'm thinking I may have left from Himeji and not Kyoto. So that would be farther, way farther south to Himeji. And went up through Fujimachi, Terime, or something like that. And then by the time I got to Wadayama and went to their town, I don't know if it was Yoka or Ibara. Somewhere in there. I got to the main line anyway. That's the main line coming up from Kyoto. And these great big old mountain locomotives and their passenger cars were coming there and stopping. So I got on the platform. I got on one of those mountain trains and went 10 miles or so to my friend's town there, which I believe it was Wadayama. Yama meaning what? Mountain. Asamayama. Yeah, that's right. Wadayama. And it was a neat little country town. So maybe we'll look at some of those pictures here farther on down the webpage. Put away that railroad map for now. I think I'm done with that. Hopefully I'll have the map up for you to look at. See a copy of that. Hey, interesting tour up to Fumiko's town. So we're looking at me and the beauties. Me and Fumiko and I and her two sisters. So I'm standing there with those three girls and Himeji Castle in the background. Beautiful castle. It was partly demolished by the Americans during World War II, I would suppose accidentally or by some screwball who, I don't think that the American government would ever order anybody to destroy a beautiful historic structure like that in those days. They wouldn't have done it then. Now I probably wouldn't put anything past them. Okay, let's go down to... Yeah, we see some more pictures up close of the Himeji Castle. These pictures were taken by Himeji... By Fumiko. Himeji is the name of the big town that was down the mountain quite a ways. There, about 50 or 100 miles or something. And what do we have here? A fence. There's just a wooden fence there. What's that? The Heian Shrine. H-E-I-A-N. Shrine. That's probably the one there in... gold-plated shrine. Then I have a caption here on the right, below, the Kyoto Golden Pagoda, I called it. I think it's gold-plated all the way around, all gold. And the middle right is my friend there and one of her sisters. We're standing on the river, standing on some river there, probably at Wadayama, on the bank or... It looks kind of like a canal in a way. Here, let me look up that town again. Yeah, I don't see what river that is. It's not labeled on my railroad map. But, moving along. And I think she looks like a pretty country girl. Very simple. But when she dressed up like a nurse, of course, she was very professional looking. Let's look to the left in that pane there. I'm looking at about seven pictures all at once here. But to the left... is Fumiko's sister, and I don't really remember her name, but I might as well not make it public on the internet. I don't want to embarrass she or her husband or or my friend either by exposing them and their names, even though it was just a simple relationship that we had, just a good friendship, and that's really all it was. Okay, there's the left is... Boy, I wish I did remember her name. And, then that second picture to the right is the Garden of Gingaku. Gingaku, I guess it is. And we have the little shrine there again. The girls standing on the canal. Okay. And then going down a little bit, yeah, it's about the same, being around some temple down there. Sorry, I wasn't still not very interested in temples. The structures I like more the natural rather than artificial. So I'm going to scroll down next, because there's a lot of pictures and we're not halfway through yet. We're still not halfway through, but it says cha-cha-cha. It's time to skate at Hakone. So this is Hakone National Park up above Atami. As you go, interesting trip. You go travel over tramways and ropeways and pirate ships across the lake there. Cool thing. What's the name of that lake at Hakone? We'll have to look that up here on the map, and hopefully it'll be here. Let's see, Hakone out of Atami going up to there it is. I know we probably were out near Gotemba at one time. Don't know. I think it was Lake Yamanaka anyway, pretty sure. Because up near Mount Fuji, which is farther inland yet,
You have, well, where'd it go? No, I'm lost. It's got to be right there. Okay. Well, some interesting, I see Haikawa way up there on the Omi line, which I don't know if that still exists, that old country train line, Omi line, up to Haikawa, out of Tachikawa and Hachioji. But I got lost here. I couldn't find what I was trying to describe to you at the moment. So I'll skip over that so I won't be embarrassed or something. But anyway, very pretty girl at the skating rink there in her red sport coat, and her face looks Austrian Japanese. But she's probably just pure race Japanese, I would think, just pure Nippon. And they were all having fun out there ice skating on that frozen lake at Hakone. And below that, we have on the left pane, we have a picture of the New Jersey, the SS New Jersey, with me on the left, Steve. In the middle is Kevin Haechi, and to the right is Jerry Bash from Florida. The right pane, we have an old locomotive. I don't know what kind that is. You know, you locomotive fans, I'm sorry it's blurry, but the train was moving when I took the picture. And not the greatest photographer in the world, as you can probably tell. That's kind of a neat old train. I had another picture of a better picture of a locomotive here. Maybe it'll show up somewhere pretty soon. Okay, below that block, we're switching down now to some temple pictures there around Himeji Castle in Himeji, Japan, on the island of Honshu, central, south Honshu, I think it is. Yeah, that's me there. That's Stephen. Stefan Yaw. And the next pane is smaller pictures now. If you want them blown up, let me know someday, and I'll try to get them up for you. Or email them directly. You can have the whole plate, the whole file there of some of these pictures. We have what does that say at the top there? Nagano-ken. It says Karizawa, or Karizawa. And I'm there standing with a beautiful, I call her Lotus Blossom Girl. That's probably a Chinese term, but a beautiful woman there. That's apparently part of the Oni-Oshidashi area there. There's probably attendant there, or bus driver, person who stands there. Tour guide, that's the word I was thinking of. You can tell how much I travel around anymore. Then we have Oni-Oshidashi in the snow. Jerry Bash is standing there in front of a little part of a temple area. Jerry? Yeah. And then if we go down just to the next pictures, the boys there are hiking, not a football, but big snowballs that they rolled at Shidashi, Oni-Oshidashi. Let's go to the right pane now. It says Ida City, Nagano. That was a different trip. Let me see if we're leaving. Yeah, we're going to be leaving Karizawa, I think, for right now, and going to the Ida City in Nagano-ken, or Nagano County, or prefecture. And we have Tom Dibble from, I don't know if it was Shrewsbury, New Jersey, or something like that. And we had Kevin Haechi. Oh, he's on the right. The middle guy is Jerry Bash. And we have a picture there on the right of, what is that, rice field? No. That's looking down from Ida City out at some of the plains out there, the beautiful plains of Japan. Okay. And I was going to look up how to get there. Let's see. Not that you'd necessarily want to go try this on your own. But, okay, it was called the Japanese Alps. It was near Takayama. And how did we ever get there anyway? A bunch of us guys took off from our base, and
guys, including Bob Wolf
from Ohio, and he was the official straight person there, formal-looking person. So we took off from our base near Yokohama, near Saruma, and finally got on a milk train express run. So I don't know. Yes, I do. We went on the Chuo line, I think, out of Ueno Station, eventually, through Tachikawa and so on. And Kofu, went through Kofu, and then transferred up there somewhere. How did we ever get to Takayama? I don't know how we did that. That was sure a milk run anyway. Yeah, now that I think of it, I don't know how we got up to the Japanese Alps. But I was serving, what was it, Crown Royal, Crown Royal on the train there. I wasn't really inebriated, but I was just your common, ordinary pagan sailor just out there traveling, having a good time. Well, I can't tell you how we got over to that line anyway, to get down. It was a milk run. It took us a long, long time, like 12 hours or something, because we were, one guy held us up, we were late, and so we missed the express, and we wound up on the milk run line, the slow train that would stop at every station. I see Kamakochi up there. We're looking, south of Nagano, or Nagano. Kamakochi, along the Jinshu River, down to Takayama. So, yeah, I really... First time I've looked at this map here to try to figure out how I got there. And I know you can get there by going way up to the Sea of Japan, Naoetsu, and through Toyama. But how we transferred over there, or we could have gone south to Nagoya, up to Gifu, G-I-F-U, and then went northeast to G-E-R-O, Giro. But I don't think we went that way. So how we ever got across from the Matsumoto Nagano area over to the South Japanese Alps, I'll probably never remember how we did that. But that was a neat ride, you know, looking back it was, anyway. But it was sure a long one. Yeah, fun. Fun with the guys from Jersey were being their typical East Coast expressions and idioms and everything. Really had a real good time there. Okay, looking at the next pictures, we're going to get through these fairly quickly here, I believe, because so far in this broadcast, we are already 23 minutes into it. So maybe we'll go another 20 or so. The tramway at Tokyo Bay. So you go down, I'm not going to go to the map again, but you go right down there to Tokyo Bay, somewhere near Tokyo, and probably still there, old tramway. Yeah, it doesn't do me any good to look at the map, but that's a neat looking picture there. I blew it up for you, make it a little bigger. Nice looking tram on there with red paint, looking way down into the bay at some white mark there was his. What is it? A lake. Picture on the right is of Oshima Island. We took quite a ferry cruise out into the Pacific Ocean to get to Oshima Island. There was a volcano out there. Some missionaries served us food as we sat down in true Oriental style. Small table, short table, and took off our shoes, all that good stuff. The guys had a good time. It looks like somebody rented some horses here down to take down into the volcano. And it was a smoky cauldron. I didn't want to go down in there. It had a smell of sulfur. And the smoke was, and the fog was so thick that it was too scary. I don't know where you would wind up down there. It looked like you were going into the bowels of the earth. Going down the page here, the web page. This certainly is exciting. And am I tough grad? Grad is the name of that gentleman there, wearing a white shirt, up at Okatama, the Ottoba Okatama area where we once went fishing with a couple of guys from the Saruma area, a couple of Americans there. And why'd he call himself Grady? Let's see, Grattert. Grattert is his last name. Lived in the Chicago area, actually, out in Geneseo. So on the right, you see a picture of probably the Okatama River. And they're catching rainbow trout. Yeah, it's called Sukarna. If you've ever been to a nice Japanese restaurant serving the fish. And here's some rather discolored, colorful photos, though. Below this, it says Tom Steve, Steve Shimkowitz, Ray Manahan. And Manahan is manning the, what I call the Tommy gun there. It's actually just a binocular that you put your money in. But Ray was looked like he was running the big machine gun there or something, just being funny. So Steve, Tom, and Ray gun. Those pictures there. And Tom Dibble is the man where there's four of us in the picture. There's Tom on the left. And then Stephen, Steve Shimkowitz, and Ray Manahan. Let's drop down here to the next two pictures. We're just standing around up there on a rock and looking like somebody from outer space. Flash Gordon and Captain Corey of the Space Patrol. I would assume that's an old American radio show, science fiction, back in the 1958 era. Okay, we have Ray Manahan back, and Steve and Tom Dibble with a ropeway behind them. So we were up in that area, somewhere around Tokyo Bay, where those pictures were taken on that particular plate. And going down, back to the Okatama pictures. CTs, those are communication people at Okatama, the Ottoba fishing area, northwest of Tokyo. And then the other gentleman will be Dale Grattert in here. Down below, I guess. Dale's down at the parking lot down below there. And that's me in the picture there, where it says, "Come on, hurry up, Dibs," or Tom Dibble. "We are on the Omi line up at Okatama." Then on the right, "I Led Three Lives." That was an old TV spy movie in the late 50s. So it looks like I'm spying on somebody in that shack there. I'm just actually pretending. I don't have a pair of binoculars. But now I ruined it all for you. Sorry about that. Next picture is below, back to Kauai the Lovely. Apparently there was a Kauai? Anyway, Kauai means beautiful. Then to the right, Dale Grattert, where it says Okatama. Special fishing area parking lot. And then it's printed in Japanese. And then there's some kind of a sign down on the ground there. Special. Some kind of a special on fishing that day, maybe, I guess. Yeah, up at the old Okatama out of Hachioji area. Then near the end of my Yaba Yahweh webpage, yabayahweh.name webpage, we have me sitting on the bicycle there up at Okatama, waving a friendly goodbye. It says Karizawa, but that was Okatama, so I labeled that wrong back in 1968. But we do have Karizawa on the right. We do have, but I think it's the two places are 100 miles apart. That's Robert Gray from Southern California. Robert Gray at the Karizawa Grill Odd Kohai. Yeah. And below this, we have a Statue of Liberty, which is found at Oniyoshidashi, or at least it's north of Oniyoshidashi, in the Karizawa area. It'd be about 25 or so miles from Karizawa. It's a Statue of Liberty found at a motel. And I make the joke that it's because of America's economy system and the way we've downsized everything. Instead of a torch, she's holding the bag. The whole bag. Gaffin is back.
So if these snapshots are enjoyable to you and valuable to you, you might email me, hit the email button or that area over there on the right. It's in blue, and it's chuck@yabayahweh.name. It's one of my emails. Let me know if these snapshots are just right for you. And we hope to do that railroad map there too. If you click on Japan number one pictures, it will take you back to our first page of Japanese pictures, and there will be an audio file there that you can listen if you like. Oh, at the top of this web page, Japan Alaska Navy CT, or communication person, and there's an email button there. But there's also a navigation bar that says home directory. That'll take you back to my spiritual web page, explaining the name of our creator, the Tetragrammaton YHVH, Yava, and why so many people use Yahweh today instead of Yava, where the Messiah's name, Yahshua, it's actually Yahosha is the proper name. But where did the name Yahshua come from? What does Shua mean? If you've ever looked that up, if you haven't, you can find it right there on that website or that particular page. We have a blog for spiritual comments there. And then talking about the feasts of the eternal Yahva, such as the Feast of Tabernacles on the far right of the navigation bar. We'll be celebrating that in October, the common month of October. Sometimes it's a little bit earlier than that, but we go way, way out into the countryside, to the mountains or to a lake, and spend 8 days out there just enjoying and hearing great messages about our eternal Creator and our Messiah who rescued us from our sin and our sinful nature, giving us the Spirit. It's very, very enjoyable time, relaxing, meeting people, having great food together, and so on. So on and so forth. Sleeping, I guess, would be something else. Resting and enjoying life. And kind of looking forward to a picture of what it's going to be like in eternity. As I look back up there at the picture of Kumiko and her two sisters on the canal bank at Wadayama, I see that the snow there on the bank and all the beautiful places that they took me to, and in Onioshidashi, the Karizawa area as well. I went there by train and by motorcycle. What was that? Kawasaki 90 trail bike. I rode up there 90 miles on my break time many, many times. I just enjoyed it very much. I think of the type of the beauty there, what it will be like in the future, in eternity, to be with our Heavenly Father and to enjoy all the prosperity, the blessings, the spiritual and physical blessings that He will give us by repenting of our sins and trusting in Him in the name of Yahweh and His Son, Yahosha. Because He will give us eternal life. His Son bled for our sins. He died for our sins and rose from the grave after 3 nights and 3 days. Rose from that tomb there in Jerusalem. And He was the first to rise from the dead, showing us that resurrection power, that life, how life can come from something dead. For example, an apple seed. How can a large tree emanate from such a small seed? How can anything grow? And how was the first creature, if He created Himself, how did that ever happen? Did He have a set of choppers, just a mouth there, and it all evolved and He just started creating all these things to sustain Himself? Or was it created by our Heavenly Father and His Messiah? Well, that's a question we can study about and see how things start to transpire, how they happen in the future, as prophecy is fulfilled from the Scripture. Thanks for joining me again. And some of you probably not too interested in the religion. A lot of old Navy guys probably are. A lot of you have come around to a different viewpoint, as I have.
In the last
30 years or so, since about 1975, when I was born again and given new life by the Savior. So this is Stephan Yah signing off for now. And we'll see you in the next broadcast. There's 50 or probably 80 files over there on that Yahweh website that talk about the scriptures and some of the ramifications and the claims and the counterclaims, right, the arguments against and so on. We explain about the law. That's our specialty there, since a lot of people ignore that area. So we talk about the Torah or the law. It doesn't save us, but it doesn't keep us, but it keeps us from sin. It keeps us following that righteous standard of our Heavenly Father. So, hope you've enjoyed this broadcast. Shalom for now. Let me turn off that projector over here. Let's see, that red switch here by the red light there. Now we can all sleep.